Smith believed it was a tsunami or tidal wave like no other. It would have traveled at hundreds of miles an hour. It could have been 1,000 feet high. According to Smith, the tsunami must have churned up billions of tons of sand from the coast and dumped it on the ocean bed. This became the sandstone, and when the sea level fell, the rock was exposed. If Smith was right, the entire outcrop was created in no time at all.
After the impact, it took a few minutes for the molten material from the crater to get on the spot and deposit on the seafloor. Then after a few hours, we get huge tsunami waves crashing in, and they bring a lot of sand here to this place here.
Keller was fascinated by the tsunami idea and followed Smith to Mexico. Keller and her colleague Wolfgang Stinnesbeck investigated 50 rock outcrops in the same region. The same sandstone feature Smith described occurred everywhere they looked, but somehow Smith's tsunami analysis just didn't seem to fit.